So this rather moth-eaten looking file here is just a screen dump of the Carrier Corporation homepage, or a couple level deep. Their entire catalog we put into an Oracle database for them. So we built them the PL/SQL to manipulate that database. Somebody else produced the data. So when you go to the Carrier page, none of their product data is sitting on an HTML page. It's all sitting in fields in a standard Oracle database. HTML is generated on the fly. So I see that as the obvious way all product information will be done by shopping organizations in the future. You will not have static HTML. You'll sit it in a database and get with a single point of contact the database, and then you'll generate a wide variety of HTML pages with the latest price increases and the latest offers all suitably generated for that dynamic page. I should also point out Carrier is sort of nostalgic for me because I once tried to give them a talk about using parallel computing to design air conditioners. Carrier makes air conditioners. And so I had 5 people at my talk. It was about the most unenthusiastic audience I ever had. And these people were so sad. They said, well, management doesn't care about simulation. And we don't think we're doing very well. It was the most depressing interaction I've ever had. However, they loved it when we said that we could produce a web-based product catalog for them. So that's sort of... in a nutshell, describes to you my InfoMail program, which is my industrial outreach program for New York State. I found it relatively difficult to persuade them parallel computing was useful, but I have persuaded them that, in many cases, that web technology is of great value. Next foil. And that's sort of why MPAC does web technology, not